Life soon could become harder for thousands of low-income residents in the Philadelphia region. President Donald Trump's proposed budget calls for significant cuts to several entitlement programs, including TANF, what most people call welfare. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, it would be up to each state to decide how to shoulder a funding shortfall.
TANF is short for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. The Clinton-era program provides states with block grants to divvy up as they see fit. LaDonna Pavetti is a vice president at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan think tank. She says a relatively small percentage of those federal dollars go towards so-called cash assistance, the monthly payments enrollees receive. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, for example, spend just 15-20% of their TANF grants on cash assistance.
There's been a pretty substantial shift of money to child care to help working families cover those costs. There has been some shift to work fund work programs. One of the big shifts we've seen is to fund child welfare services. And then there is really just sort of a lot of money that goes to smaller programs that really vary by state.
Pavetti says if the cuts become reality, it's likely cash assistance will take a hit, especially if all of Trump's proposed cuts come true. There would be too many other holes to plug, she says.
If in the absence of TANF, states would have had to use state funds to fund child welfare, but instead what they've been able to do is to replace what would have been state funds with TANF funds, and so that frees up state dollars to fund whatever they want.
Chris Bork runs the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion. He says politically that would be a somewhat ironic turn of events.
It's hard to definitely say among those that receive welfare benefits, you know, what percentage of that group voted for Donald Trump. What you can say is that among individuals whose income is in the category that is eligible for assistance under the TANF program, Donald Trump did very well in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware.
The administration has said cuts to TANF and other so-called safety net initiatives are needed to balance the budget and cut the deficit. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.